Jungle Operation Training Course. It's really why I think I wanted to talk to you, is because we had a group, I think, of four Washington Guardsmen who went kind of in the same course. What led you to want to do it?
I've wanted to do the hard stuff and do the really unique trainings that you just don't get to do anywhere else in the world.
I'm Joe Seemandl, and this is Raven Conversations. And today I'm joined by second lieutenant, but however, first lieutenant, truly, you've already been promoted, just waiting to pin, Jenner Sapienza. You're the training officer at the 205th Regional Training Institute here on Camp Murray. Actually, you guys are at JBLM now, right, over at the Hammerheads?
Yeah.
But you also just recently came back from Jungle Operations Training Course, and he's here to tell us how that went, kind of why you chose to go to the course and share that story. So thanks for coming on, Jenner.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Happy New Year's.
Yeah, Happy New Year's. Yes. Intro and background on yourself.
Ooh, okay. Don't have a whole lot of overall prior military experience before the National Guard, nor family history. Just during COVID, kind of on a whim, I had this sense of I want to serve and give back to the country. So while I was over on the East Coast visiting some friends and family, I reached out to my college recruiter at the time for ROTC. He's very good at his job. had me go into Fort Knox a few months later for something called Basic Camp. And I enjoyed it so much that I came back and signed a contract with ROTC for 2 years. So I basically did like the minimum amount of time required because I was already pretty deep into college. Ended up commissioning, went straight into the Guard because I wanted to kind of have like a civilian and Army balance and not just go all in on the military. Got to spend some time up at HHC 81st Brigade for a little bit, went to Bullock, and then got the training officer ADOS job at the 205th Regional Training Institute. And it's been really eye-opening and a really great experience the last 12 months.
Yeah, so I was a prior enlisted. I came home from deployment with really very minimal college credits at that point. I was a three-year scholarship in ROTC. Talk about that summer camp, because it's different, right? Because you were already deeper into college and you just did the minimum 2 years after that. Talk about what you guys did at that summer camp.
Showed up first off and didn't even know have any military bearing. So I'm going around like, oh, what's your name? And they're asking me what my name is. And I'm going around like, hey, my name's Jenner. And they're like, no, what's your last name? And then my bags got lost. So I was walking around in dress shoes for the first like 5 days. And the drill sergeants were talking about how like I was going to have to take the ACFT in my dress uniform. And I was like, please no. But yeah, I mean, we just did a lot of like very basic camp is very similar to basic training. It's just a slightly compressed version. So we did weapons qualification, a lot of drill and ceremony, getting yelled at and smoked by drill sergeants, getting squared away. And then near the end, we had like a 5 or 6 night culminating exercise where we were out in the field doing squad level situational training exercises.
Yeah. So how'd you learn about the Guard? I think we all have an interesting Guard story. So,
I grew up in Washington for the first 18 years of my life. And I just saw a lot of convoys going over I-90. I grew up in Issaquah, so yeah. Right at the foothills, right before you go up the Snoqualmie Pass and go over to YTC or Spokane. And so it's always been something I've known about, but I always wanted to know more about. I've always had this, I think, deep desire to serve, give back, and then also get to play soldier a little bit. During COVID, I think that slowed life down enough for me to be willing to take that next step. The rest is history.
Yeah. Kind of had an opportunity to really dive deep into it, right? Because nothing was happening. So you kind of already talked about you got the full-time ADOS. It's ADOS, right? Or AGR?
ADOS.
So job at the 205th as a training officer. Talk about what you do there every day.
Yeah. So I came back from Bullock and started that job. And it was full-time, and all my experience prior to that was just M-Day. So it was drinking from a fire hose for the first 6 months. A lot of learning, not just like in that specific role, but just Army and military life in general. Specific to the Phase 3 project officer role, and then also like the 2nd Battalion training officer role. Just doing a lot of balancing officer candidate school and warrant officer candidate school timelines, adhering to POI and standards, school standards. And then my big focus has been the Officer Candidate School Phase 3 AT, 15-day annual training exercise where we got like a confidence course, a bunch of squad and platoon level situational training exercises, some air missions where we go to Gray Army Airfield on JBLM. We get to throw all the candidates in the helicopters and throw them out into the wild. So a lot of coordination operations, I'd say, is the majority of what the tasks that I'm doing over there.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we're always happy to cover OCS Phase 3. It's always a good one. So Jungle Operation Training Course, it's really why I think I wanted to talk to you, is because we had a group, I think, of four Washington Guardsmen who went kind of in the same course. So for those that don't know, and I actually wrote all this stuff down, correct me if I'm wrong on it. So Jungle Operation Training Course, it teaches military personnel to fight and survive in a jungle environment, essentially, through jungle mobility, survival skills, waterborne or water operations, tactics, that kind of stuff, and survivability. So talk about the course and what led you to want to do it.
Well, aside from just wanting to give back and serve the country, I've always, especially as I've gotten deeper into the military, I've wanted to do the hard stuff and do the really unique trainings that you just don't get to do anywhere else in the world. And so full-time over there, I work with Sergeant Major Huckabee, Command Sergeant Major Huckabee at the 205th headquarters of regiment a lot. And I had a conversation with him one time about career pretty early on when I started the job over there. I saw he had a ram's horns on his chest. Yeah. And I was like, I've always thought that was a really neat badge. But more importantly, I've like really want to learn those rope systems and the cool guy skills. So yeah, after that, he's like, okay, if you want to do some of that cool stuff, I think he like put it in the back of his mind. And then the jungle opportunity came up. An email got sent out by Sergeant Major Richardson, who I think is over in Hawaii now. Yeah. And yeah, they put me in the chute and I got to go in December and got to survive and play in the jungle for 12 days.
So where did you go for the course?
Yeah, so it's on the island of Oahu.
Okay.
Just outside of Schofield Barracks. I think it's Training Area East, East Training Area, East Training Range, and Lightning Academy.
Okay.
So they have air assault course over there. Jungle operations training course, and then they have CERT, which is preparing a bunch of soldiers over there for Ranger School.
Yeah. So what were some of the prerequisites you had to and requirements you had to even meet in order to qualify to go?
Yeah. the standard like height and weight and body composition requirements. You had to demonstrate to your leadership that you were proficient in land navigation. And you're supposed to demonstrate that you're proficient in the five critical knots, two non-critical knots, as well as two rope systems. Because the first 4 days of JOTC, or Jungle Operations Training Course, is where you get tested on a bunch of different events. And that those first 4 days is when most people get dropped from the course. Mm-hmm. And two of those events are the knot tying test and then the ropes system test.
Yeah. So what are the knots you had to learn to even be able to continue on?
Yeah. let's see. Off the top of my head, square knot.
Yep.
There are a lot of pretty basic ones that I'd say a lot of people in the military probably already know, but also like that time standard that you had to hit with everybody looking at you can be very stressful. But the square knot, you had some 1-inch nylon webbing and you had to do a water knot. That one got a lot of people because you had to make sure that the nylon webbing was not twisted.
Okay.
And a lot of people, especially under that time constraint, fumbled around. And then you finish it, you have 5 seconds left, you're going through and you're like, shoot, it's twisted, but I can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
Slip figure of eight. And then the most complex one and the one that I was stressed out about the most was the around the body bowline with a double figure of eight. It's a harness that is situated like right here at about the sternum nipple line. And the number of checkpoints that you had to hit and make sure that each thing aspect of the knot was correct was pretty overwhelming at times. And the thing I really struggled with was making sure that there were no twists in that double figure of eight. Yeah. And that got a lot of people.
Yeah. No, I, as a former combat engineer, yeah, that was one of our big things we got tested on was all the knots, too. And, yeah, it's all in the back of your head. You remember it. And then it's like you're kind of like, ooh, but when you're tested on it, you really struggle with it. So for you, what was the best part about the course?
My squad, 100%. We had a they split up the course for the culminating exercise about halfway into four squads. We had a squad of like 17 people, so a bit bigger than the average squad. But we just had a lot of inside jokes, and that teamwork and camaraderie and cohesiveness, I'd say, allowed the entire squad to compete against each other, stay really close with each other, and accomplish all the missions and get through it together and enjoy it.
Yeah. What was the part you were like, I'm glad that is done and I never want to do it again?
Probably crawling around in like freezing, stagnant river water that has like animal fecal matter in it. And like they're telling us to dunk our heads, and you come out and you just know that you have probably like 10 different diseases inside of you. And then having to ruck back after like sitting in that water for like 2 hours, and just like the chafing, and you're shivering, and you can't change your socks until the end of the day. I could go without that.
So what was that feeling when you got done with the course and you completed it and graduation comes? What's that kind of like just feeling that came across saying, I did this and I accomplished it?
I mean, honestly, it all happened so fast. So I didn't, and not until hindsight did I really process, wow, I just did that. Like I'd say on the plane ride back a day later, in the moment, you're still just like so close with your squad and probably just like recovering from the field. And you're just happy that you finally got to take a shower with soap that was warm. And they didn't let us shave for the entire course due to the possibility of the cuts and the infection that could ensue. So also getting to shave my itchy beard was really nice.
So for those in the Washington Guard or just in general that are in the military that are interested in going, what are some recommendations you would give them?
Yeah, I'd say preparation is the number one thing regarding any course or just like anything in life in general. But for jungle, it's that preparation beforehand. The breakdown of the course, I'd say about 85% of the students are from on island or more. So everybody's a lot. I noticed a lot of the folks there were complacent. Or they talked about it with their squad mates or folks in their unit who had the jungle tab. They're like, oh, it's easy. Like, you'll be fine. And they don't prepare beforehand. And I took the approach of the Washington Guards, like, going out on a limb, sending me across halfway across the Pacific to this course. Like, I'm not letting them down.
Yeah.
So I was, like, in my apartment practicing these knots for the, like, 2-3 weeks prior, checking off the packing list multiple times, mentally preparing yourself, watching videos, talking to any connections that you have of folks that have been there. Because then once you get there, it very quickly is determined if you prepared or not for the course.
Yeah. But so, I mean, probably another question I'd love to ask is any advice? I mean, you're younger in your career. Any advice you want to pass on to anybody interested in the Guard? Just in general that you've already kind of picked up. So
yeah, I mean, the way that I try to live my career and life is just like being a sponge, asking more experienced individuals their story and how they got where they are, and trying to learn from them. And so far, like, I've just been trying to say yes to every single opportunity that's aligned with my values system. I say probably figure out what you're interested in, create that values system, and then just drive off from there and seek every opportunity, talk to as many people as you can, always be learning, just always be trying.
Yeah, already starting well by just being a sponge. That's the biggest thing, I will say. Anything else you want to cover? Anything else? Any other questions? Anything?
I mean, I think the jungle course is really unique in the fact that I think it's really relevant to some of the situations that the United States could find themselves in coming up. especially in the Pacific Theater. The terrain is incredibly humbling. It's really steep. Those topographical maps for land navigation, those elevation lines are really close together. Mm-hmm. And then when you get out there and you're with your squad of 17 people and you're just looking down a cliff, you're like, we have to go down this. Then we have to go back up. And it's really muddy and you're slipping and sliding and falling on your butt. It's incredibly humbling. And that's circles back to the aspect of like just being tight with your squad and having that squad cohesiveness is also really important in order to like survive that jungle environment. And then just like respecting the jungle, because no matter what, the jungle does not respect you.
Yes.
The bamboo, the trees, the foliage is all so close together. Things are falling off your rucksack. You're getting thrown around left and right. And so just respect the people you're with and respect the environment that you're in as best you can, because it's incredibly humbling.
Yeah, I think that's good advice, because anybody who's ever been on that side of Oahu knows it is not an easy place to navigate. Even in a vehicle, you're going up and down cliffs and hills. So
yeah,
I appreciate you coming on, Jenner, and sharing your story and sharing the advice with folks interested in the course. So I think it's good information, and congrats again. I mean, I think by the time this one airs, you'll have been promoted. Hopefully it'll all happen this drill weekend. So yeah. Appreciate you coming on again. If you like the video, give it a like. If you want to know more about the course, we'll definitely throw the information in the notes. And if you like the channel, subscribe for future videos. Jenner, appreciate it. Come on, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it.